Welcome to Ram Radio with Pastor John Coleman of Into the Word Ministries, the Biblical Alternative. Ram Radio stands for Reformation Apologetics Ministry. Ram Radio is a program for the Christian who is constantly learning and growing in the Word of God. The discussions during Ram Radio will challenge each listener to know what they believe and why they believe it. Sometimes the discussions will challenge your salvation. Stay with us and investigate the scriptures to know what is expected of the man or woman who claims Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Get your Bible ready. Here's Pastor John Coleman.
Thank you so much, Mark Ramsey. Thank you for joining me for another Ram Radio, the webcast, which is the Biblical Alternative from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, on this February the 7th, 2013. On a very chilly morning in Los Angeles, keep that heater on in the house. Yeah, I'm getting ready to zip to the college again 4 days a week this semester, and it's a very hectic schedule, but not too hectic for me not to take time to share with you the blessed Word of God, the Bible, the truth, and the proof text, all wrapped up in one. Thank you for being that contributor by coming to our website. So let's listen to that theme music. It should ring in your head of great things to come in the future. Welcome to Ram Radio, which is the Biblical Alternative. And thank you for joining me for another webcast. It is indeed a privilege to have you come to the website and to settle in. And listen, I just want to say, oh my goodness, I never, wait a minute. Have you ever had a classroom where you couldn't stuff another body in there? I mean, either these kids are the craziest kids in the world, or they really want to study under a very interesting, provocative philosophy professor. I'm enjoying myself this semester, and a week hasn't gone by yet, and I'm just so excited already. I want to start off by saying thank you to the many of you that have been praying for my health. God is good, and, you know, not that I want to stick around. I had a bad, depressed day yesterday. I was thinking of my brother Ricardo, because I'm going to miss him so. I was talking with, speaking with Bob about that last night. Bob was by for the Bible study, and I was speaking about how cordial Ricardo is, not was, but is, because he's eternal. He'll never cease. You know, there's a lot of people that believe that, oh, well, once you're dead, you're done. But no, you are never done. God is never done with you. And Ricardo was kind of like this scripture that I'm going to share with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1, that says, therefore, since we have this ministry, as we receive mercy, we do not lose heart. Okay, but we have renounced the things hidden because of shame, not walking in craftiness nor adulterating the word of God, but by the manifestation of truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. This was Ricardo. What an epitaph to leave. He had that ministry of Christ living in him. He had a very, only those of us that attended Anselm Bible Fellowship and really know Carlos and his, Ricardo, that is, and his wife Maria, would have known what I'm talking about. Everyone would speak with Ricardo on Sunday morning. I recall him. And not the mornings when he would come out to my home for worship, because he and Maria were always the first ones here, and bringing some delightful dish from their repertoire of good Mexican food, just like I have a new set of Latina Bible study students. Many of them couldn't come out to the study last night. It's cold nights and a long drive from Long Beach. I know it's rough. And when you got life to do and work to do, money to make, you have to do it. I understand that. That's why I have to keep the webcast coming to encourage them. But Ricardo was like that. Ricardo had a kind of a ministry in and of himself. His life was that. Most of his family were Catholics, and they were, like most Catholics do, found it offensive that Ricardo had gotten into such a reformed ministry. And so that made a difference. It made a big difference in his life. But happy, jovial, not giddy, not that, but the kind of individual that when you looked in his face and he looked right back in your face, and he would say, "How you doing today, Pastor John?" That's the way Ricardo would talk. "Oh, I'm fine, I'm fine." You could tell that he was wincing behind the pain. "I'm fine, I'm fine. Oh, yes, I'll make it. I have a rough day." He would, you know what he would say to me? He would say, "Let me know if you need any help in the office," because he was ill and he was willing to drive by and get the work done. Of course, I never asked him to do that. That would have been overbearing. I didn't rightly understand the problem that he had, and it was very complicated. Doctors were trying to figure out how to treat it, how to do it, and it just finally took him out. And I am, you know, if anyone can say that they are happy that death comes and takes someone out, I am pleased when I see someone suffering in their body. I believe in that. I believe that when you've suffered enough, that the suffering should be alleviated by death, because death is far better. But he never complained. And I've gone through a little pain in my life, and I know how that is. And when I get new pains and new aches and things like that, I kind of pay attention to it. Not that I run to the doctor to try to get it eradicated, but I try to pay attention to it, because I know that one day, that pain will be the pain that'll take me out. But Ricardo had received mercy, and he did not lose heart. What else did Ricardo do in his life? He had renounced the things hidden because of shame. Not walking. He never walked. I didn't see him walk in craftiness, nor ever adulterating the word of God. I remember when Greg would go by his house and give the Bible study, because it was because they lived in a part of Los Angeles. I was kind of like distant and separated from where I am in the Crenshaw area. They lived in more of like, not exactly Silver Lake, but I forget the name of the area, but Cuddle right before you get to Glendale, and right on the other side of the 5 freeway, right in there, kind of like. And so they would have to take a lot of streets and doing rush hour traffic to get here for Bible study, made the sacrifices. And now to know that he is, as our faith would teach us, to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. But Ricardo, by the manifestation of truth, commending himself to every man's conscience in the sight of God, that is a testimony that that man had. And I can thank God for it. And I thank God for the privilege that I had for the short while in ministering to him. And Sean is his pastor. Sean was his pastor. And I'm sure that Sean is going to handle the ceremony. I will do my bestest to be there for the ceremony itself. And just my presence, I guess, to say I love you, Ricardo. And man, what a joy. And it's not going to be a sad celebration. It is not going to be it. I doubt that. I know Anselm. I've trained these people in preparation for death. All of us are going to leave here. I'm going to leave here. That's the way it is. We live and we die. And I think that we ought not play with that. You know, and when you think about death, really, when you think about it, and maybe I'll help you out with this as I do this webcast this morning before I get out of here, because my time is running out and I'm not going to give you a lot of verses, but I'm just going to give you a few. Psalms chapter 115, verse 17 says, "The dead do not praise the Lord, nor do any that go down into silence." See, the dead isn't praising the Lord. They're dead. Their time for praising the Lord was when they were alive. That's why I do what I do. I think that's the only verse that I'll read. But I'll go down to verse 18 of Psalm 115. He says, "But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord." So the psalmist says, when you're dead, you can't do it. But when you're alive, you sure enough can. And I don't mean just saying that proverbial, "Oh, praise the Lord," like PTL, you know, TBN or something like that. I'm not talking about that, because those people have said praise the Lord so much. And what they're doing is they're grateful because ducats or monies or dollars are flowing into their little Hollywood studio off of the 405 freeway. If you ever pass by TBN, it looks like a Disneyland thing out there in Anaheim, Tustin, or wherever they are. But I'm not talking about that. The dead can praise him, but the living can. See what I'm talking about? So let me leave those verses with you, because I'm looking at the clock over here. I've been up. I had to walk the dog, take care of things. I got to go to work. That's the plight of the working pastor. And don't get me wrong, I'm not complaining. And on Thursday, the webcast will be huge, trust me. On Friday, because I don't have to get up and go to that college. I'll be able to get up and do a decent webcast. All right. Hi-ho, hi-ho. Off to work I go. And God bless you. I hope you folk have a good day, too. 12 minutes for a webcast. You know, PJ must be slipping. You know the drill. Whatever you do, stay in the Word.